Milwaukee may use a sizable chunk of money from its contingency fund to handle foreclosed properties, properties the city owns. As WUWM reports, much of the money would cover routine summertime costs. The city now owns hundreds of properties because owners failed to pay taxes. Willie Hines is Common Council President.
Currently, we have about 1,200 or so. By the end of the year, it's another anticipated 1,200 properties for a total of 2,000-plus properties.
Hines says while many require maintenance and ultimately buyers, a big nuisance now is long grass. It's been growing fast because of all of the rain, and on some lots is 4 feet high. Alderman Mulele Coggs says residents who care for their homes are disappointed.
Over the last couple of summers, the majority of the complaints, at least that my office has gotten, which has an abundance of foreclosed properties and all of that kind of thing, we look up the properties and 9 out of 10 are city-owned properties.
A council committee voted Wednesday to spend $500,000 on grass and snow removal over the next 6 months. The city contracts with vendors to provide those services. The committee approved another $100,000 to help market the city's foreclosed properties. Budget Director Mark Nicolini says Milwaukee has been chipping away at its lot. During the last couple of years, the city has sold 400 tax foreclosed properties.
That is progress, but unfortunately, the challenge of the inventory size, it's almost like trying to empty out Lake Michigan with water buckets.
And Nicolini says because foreclosures are growing, he plans to include more money in next year's budget to manage them. I'm Annalise Hensel. 89.7 WUWM.